saved by God's promise. A daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. The text comes from Romans 4. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if it is the adherents of the law who are to be the heirs, faith is null and the promise is void. That is why it depends on faith, in order that God's promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. Abraham did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words it was counted to him were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him, who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. This is a really technical passage and hard to understand if you don't have the context. What is Paul talking about? He's trying to explain why human beings can't save ourselves by keeping God's law and living a good life. He's doing it by talking about the great ancestor of the Jewish people, Abraham, the man God promised to make a father of many nations, even though he was childless. Abraham was no idiot. He knew a man 100 years old wasn't likely to have a child, especially with a wife who was 90. But he also knew that God would keep his promise. And so he was happy. He trusted the promise, and God made it come true. We too trust in God's promise. Not the one about having a baby, but rather the one about Jesus saving us. Because Jesus suffered, died, and rose from the dead for our sake, we know that everyone who trusts in him has forgiveness, life, and salvation. God has told us so. Just like Abraham, we trust God's promise, and we are happy because God will certainly give us all the good things he has promised us. God is doing all the work, not us. Which is good, because we would certainly make a mess of it if he left it to us to do. We pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for saving me and giving me life through Jesus, your Son. Amen.